The proposed constitutional amendment was created by a trio of Northern Ohioans, Laura Burton of Cleveland, Anthony Dupani of Monroe Falls in Summit County, and Dustin Paulson of Strasburg in Tuscarawas County. Paulson is a landscaper and youth pastor, and he says he, Burton, and Dupani are not working with any established groups such as Ohio Right to Life, which the state's leading pro-life group confirms. Their proposal is severe. It seeks to ban abortion under any circumstance and classify it as aggravated murder. And Paulson makes it clear that doctors are not the only ones who would face prosecution and lifetime prison sentences under the amendment. Women who have the procedure would as well.
Well, correct, because doctors are not going around just, you know, finding women and giving them abortions against their will. Women are going in and seeking an abortion because, for whatever reason in their life, they want to terminate their baby's life. You know, they say terminate the pregnancy, but really they're terminating a living human being's life.
NARAL Pro-Choice Ohio has already blasted the proposal, saying that not only is it unconstitutional, but that it could also affect contraceptives such as prescription birth control and in vitro fertilization. That is by design, says Paulson. He says the amendment would ban what he calls abortifacient birth control and abortive IVF practices. Paulson says he's shopped this proposal around to state lawmakers and has been told that it has little chance of passing in the legislature or being upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court.
So they've all put it off on someone else to do it. Really, it comes down to us having to do it ourselves, because the people that we elected to do this, who said that they were against abortion, will not defy the Supreme Court in their unjust ruling of Roe v. Wade and those that have followed.
For now, the proposal has been halted. Attorney General Mike DeWine did not rule on the language in the amendment, but said the three backers only turned in 842 of the 1,000 valid signatures they needed to proceed to put it before voters. Paulson says the group knows they have to start all over and get that initial 1,000 signatures, and then the more than 300,000 signatures they need to put it on the ballot. But he says he and the other activists, who he calls abolitionists, are committed.
Quitting is not an option. We're not going to stop this. We're going to keep pushing for it to stick. And so, the Attorney General and the Secretary of State, the Board of Elections, they better get used to hearing us coming back again and again and again. We're not going to stop on this.
This Ohio proposal is similar to an amendment that the Oklahoma Supreme Court rejected in March on constitutional grounds. Another of the backers, Anthony Dupani, says while this group is not part of any organized action, other activists around the country are trying similar amendments in their states. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.